Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. If you don't have a church home, we'd love to have you as part of our congregation. We have a wonderful congregation. We're located in a beautiful place. It doesn't make a difference where we're located. We have a beautiful building. It doesn't make a difference. We have a beautiful building. Lots of beautiful buildings located in beautiful places that are dead as doornails when it comes to spirituality and the things of God. But the congregation there in Fairton, they love Jesus. They're filled with the Holy Spirit. They trust God. They trust His Word. We work together as a unit. And wherever God finds unity, that's where He pours out His blessings. And we have blessings that have been poured out upon us. But if you really don't want to know what the Word says, if you really don't want to do what the Word tells you to do, if you really don't want to seek God with all your heart, probably be miserable there. Probably would be looking for some other place where maybe the preacher will tickle your ears a little bit and make you feel better about your sin. Sin is a horrible thing. It is something that is generated from the pit of hell, and it has one purpose, and that is to kill you, to rob you, to take away from you the things that you hold most dear. And until people get that figured out, I guess they think, well, you know, it doesn't hurt to get a little drunk, doesn't hurt to get a little high, doesn't hurt to commit a little of adultery, doesn't hurt to watch a little pornography, it doesn't hurt to do these things. These were all just toeholds to allow the enemy. They're like D-Day was for the Allies. It was the day that they got a toehold on the continent of Europe. And actually, D-Day was the demise of Hitler, even though it was going to be a couple years away. And that's the way it is with the things of sin. It's like a toehold that gets a place inside of your heart, inside of your mind, inside of your life. And from that toehold, from that beachhead, the enemy is able to bring in other spirits and other evil things. And the next thing you know, down the road, a year, 2 years, 3 years later, he has consumed you with his evil. You have lost your passion for Jesus. You have no desire to go to church. You don't even care about the things of God. And you don't even realize that you're on the road to death. You don't even realize it. All because we gave him a little beachhead. We gave him a little toehold. You know, the Apostle Paul speaks of the Christian life as someone running a race. And he deals with that in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. He says, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize?" I used to run track. I never liked track much because I wasn't real fast. And so they had me running the 400 meters, which is kind of an intermediate, but it was really a dash for slow people. And I never liked it. I'd get so nervous because I just knew I was going to be burned and trashed by whoever I was running against. And so never liked it much, but I understand racing. And so you get all lined up, you get in the blocks, the gun goes off, you take off. You're not running to lose. Maybe after you've been beaten so many times in races, you figure you are going to lose, but that's not the reason why you're running. You're running to win. And so Paul says, "Do you not know that in a race, all the runners compete?" Hey, we're all there. We all had track uniforms on, track shoes. We were in the blocks. We were all on the track. We were all running. But only one receives the prize. So run your race that you may lay hold of the prize and make it yours. So what do we do? Well, we trained every day. We'd go out and I'd run 300 or 400 meter dashes and run a mile, try to get my body in shape so I could do the best that I could do with what I had to do with. And it's the same thing that he's saying here. So run your race that you may lay hold of the prize and make it yours. So that means every day, as a Christian, we should be spending time with the Lord every day. We should be entering his gates with thanksgiving. We should be entering his courts with praise. We should be offering up sacrifices of praise to his name. We should love him, spend time with him. He's your friend, right? If he's your friend, don't you like spending time with your friends, talking with them, conversing with them, sharing with them what's going on in your life, in your heart, your concerns, the worries, the problems, the situations? Well, that's what you should be doing with Jesus. He is that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And so Paul says, do you not know that in a race, all the runners compete, but only one receives a prize? So run your race that you may be lay hold of the prize and make it yours. Now, see, in the race for the kingdom, in the race for Jesus, everyone can win. Everyone can be a winner. This little children's song that we used to sing to my daughter when she was little, you can be a winner. You can be a winner. You can be a winner with God. Don't listen to the loser, even that deceiver. You can be a winner with God. See, every person can be a winner with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so in verse 25, Paul says, Now every athlete who goes into training conducts himself temperately and restricts himself in all things. Well, I wasn't much in track, but pretty good in football, and was really good in basketball. And so I can remember the coach coming out for football practice, and he said, I don't want you guys drinking, and I don't want you smoking, and I don't want you, he said, I don't want you eating peanuts, I don't want you eating popcorn, because they take away your breath, they take away your strength. I want you to lay off all that stuff. I don't know, I'm sure the cigarettes and the booze was right, I don't know about the peanuts and the popcorn. But he said not to eat them, so I didn't eat them. I wanted to be good at what I was doing. And so I restricted and conducted myself with order according to what the coach had requested. Why did I do that? Well, Paul says why we do that. They do it to win a wreath that will soon wither. But we do it to receive a crown of eternal blessedness that cannot wither. See, Jesus has said, no, don't do that. Stay away from that. Because I want you to be at your optimum. I want you to be the best that you can be. I want to be able to crown you as a winner of the race, the great race. And so Paul says, therefore, I do not run uncertainly without definite aim. I do not box like one beating the air and striking without an adversary. But like a boxer, I buffet my body, handle it roughly, discipline it by hardships, and subdue it for fear that after proclaiming to others the gospel and things pertaining to it, I myself should become unfit, not stand the test, be unapproved, and rejected as a counterfeit. One of the most horrible things is to be out and have to set the bench. I don't want to ever set the bench for the Lord. I remember coaching at Memorial High School football with Al Caldwell, who's a great coach. And at halftime, this one day, we had the football team in, and he was talking to him. He says, guys, you got to go with burning desire. I just never forgot that. Got to go with burning desire. And you know something? That's true of walking with Jesus. You can't be lukewarm. Jesus said, if you're lukewarm, you don't anything. You know, you get a nice cup of coffee and stuff, and you're drinking it and you forget about it and you go back an hour later and it's just lukewarm. You don't even want to drink it. Jesus said, you're either for me or you're against me. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. And so nobody wants a mamby-pamby lukewarm anything. You either go with desire, with exuberance, or just get out. You know, when I coached, that's the one thing I really didn't like was somebody just kind of showed up, went half-heartedly at what they were doing, never gave 100%. I hated it when I was playing even more because, you know, people would do stuff when the coach's back was turned, and I just wanted to be good. I wanted to win. And so you don't want to be that way with the kingdom. You don't want to be that way with Jesus, just lukewarm, half-doing, not caring. You want to go with burning desire. Desire to please the King of Kings. We can't, our little minds, we can't even grasp the God that created everything there is. People get all excited about atomic power, hydrogen power. They get all excited about the sun and all the power that comes out of it. The sun's just a little star in the midst of tons of stars that God made. He made it. That's who we worship. Let's go with burning desire. Remember, if you know Jesus, you will know freedom. Jesus is freedom.